Good morning, it's Pastor Johnson, and today is Pentecost. Pentecost means freedom. And from the first Pentecost recorded in Acts chapter 2, we know it is also about a shared salvation. We know it's about an inclusive liberation. For the first Pentecost, God delivered on his promise made through Jesus that a comforter would come, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and the miraculous revealed itself that every one of them could speak in another language. And men and women who had gathered in Jerusalem from all parts of the earth heard their language coming from these Galileans. Some understood the miracle, but others claimed that these men must be drunk. I'm so glad Peter clarified what was going on, that this was the work of God. He said, we are filled, but we are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are the fulfillment of what the prophet Joel spoke about, that in the last days, God would pour his spirit out on all people, that sons and daughters would prophesy, young men would see visions, old men will dream dreams, that God would pour his spirit out on both men and women, and even as they prophesy, the heavens above would show the wonders, and the signs below on the earth would reveal the coming of the Lord. But before that glorious day, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pentecost is about a shared salvation and inclusive liberation. Pentecost is about freedom. Across this weekend, this nation remembers Memorial Day. Its origins take root in Charleston, just after the Civil War, in what was known as Decoration Day. Brave young black children redecorated the graves of Union troops who had fought with them for their liberation. They knew then, as young people know now, that freedom ain't free, that those of us who believe in it cannot rest until it comes. They understood that racism, just as we understand that all of the isms, racism, sexism, homophobism, xenophobism, classisms, are restraints that bind the spirit. But where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, thank God for it. You know, one of my favorite hymns in this season of Pentecost is I Bless Your Name. The songwriter declares in the lyrics, in prisoners chained with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night. And in their pain, they began to sing, and their chains were loose and they were free. The songwriter extends the song beyond just what happened to Paul and Silas, but what can also happen to us. Songwriter says, so in some midnight hour, even some Sunday morning, if you should find that you are in a prison, even in your mind, reach out and praise and defy those chains, and they will fall in Jesus' name. Today is Pentecost. It's about freedom. Oh, why don't you bless the name of the Lord with me? For those who are near Mount Moriah, we will gather at 11:30 for Sunday school, 12 o'clock for worship service, and oh, what a service God has planned for us on this great Pentecost Sunday. Whether you are with us or whether you are worshiping somewhere else or at home, have a glorious day. Have a peaceful weekend. And remember, Pentecost is about freedom. God bless you and have a great weekend.
In prisoners' chains with bleeding sides, Paul and Silas prayed that night. Began to sing, the chains were loose. and they were free.